You guys got a lot going on, and you in particular got your first bill passed.
Yeah. Well, I guess, first of all, taking a broader perspective, we're over halfway done with our legislative session. You know, this session hasn't been real flashy. We're focused more on the issues of that affect our state and rather than distractions or partisan rancor. I did get my first bill passed off the Senate floor, not without a little bit of ribbon from my fellow senators. They always do that with the first bill. But it was good to have it done and over with, and look forward to getting some more on the floor.
You know what was in the bill?
Well, it was a simple bill that just had some further reforms and streamlined a Texas Medical Board process. It had to do with transparency and due process of complaints in reference to the Texas Medical Board.
Well, and this session has been very much a grind, it sounds like, for everybody, and you guys ground out a budget.
Yeah, we sure did. Our budget is passed, is off the floor. We're waiting for the House budget to pass. I understand they're going to take it up on the 4th, and then the two budgets will have a conference committee between the Senate and the House, and we'll come up with a final version. I'm real proud of our budget. We funded Health and Human Services a little more than the House budget. We put money into mental health, for instance, and we have a little bit more money in reference to higher ed as well, $650 million more. And we also funded TRBs, which are revenue bonds that help construct higher education buildings, and that's an important thing that we need to address as well.
We're speaking with Senator Charles Fortner. Now, you've got a bunch of stuff on the horizon that you're going to be working on here shortly.
Right. Well, one of the things, I guess our largest portion of our budget is education, and another portion of education is the curriculum. And there's been a great discussion about curriculum redesign, how much rigor versus how much flexibility should be in our curriculum here in the state of Texas for our public school students. And I'm on the side of increasing our flexibility in career and technology options and workforce preparedness. I want all the options so that every student can succeed, and try to reduce also our high-stakes testing that we have in place currently. Right now we have 15 tests, and the bill that was passed off the House floor went down to 5, and the Senate version also is at 5. I think we'll be taking that bill up shortly, maybe even today.
Oh, really?
Right.
You have anything?
Senate Bill 3.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to address? Something I perhaps left out? I'm kind of filling the chair of Scott, and I want to make sure we get everything in that you want.
A very important issue in reference to the Brazos Valley is this Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing, the BARDA grant. Yesterday there was a press conference with the governor and lieutenant governor and the speaker, as well as representatives from GlaxoSmithKline. It's a $285 million federal contract with a lot of potential add-ons later on. It is a game changer potentially for the Brazos Valley. Right now, it's projected to potentially bring up to 7,000 jobs to the Brazos Valley. So it's a big win, and one I think most of the citizens in the Brazos Valley need to be aware of.
Oh, without question. That is, some people are saying that's going to be the biggest thing that's happened in Texas in 20 years.
That's right. I don't know about Texas, but it certainly is in the Brazos Valley, and it could be for Texas. But I'm very proud of that it's in place and that it's proceeding.
I think Mr. Sharp actually did say that it would be one of the biggest things we'd seen in Texas just in general.
Right.
Senator Shorter, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We sure do appreciate it.
You bet, Kevin. Happy Easter.
Thank you, and happy Easter to you as well, sir.
Bye-bye.